Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you morning questions. I'm bringing you these morning questions, honestly, because I don't want to talk at you. I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't want to add more information to what may be your overcrowded, busy mind, if you're like most. I honestly want to provide you with questions several times a week to help you unblock and possibly unlock your own natural intelligence, your own wisdom. I so believe that we have so much insight, information, intuition that is hanging out just below the surface of our busy thinking mind. And when we can get underneath it, holy smokes, we are our own best teacher. So again, I bring you these morning questions not to add more to your to-do list, but just to offer you ways to get underneath the busyness, the static, the questioning, and honestly, all of the information overload that's barraging you day in and day out with what you should be doing. Now, some of these morning questions will land. They may jolt you. They may provoke you. They may piss you off, to be honest with you. Some of them may not even penetrate yet or ever. And so I suggest that you listen to those that kind of have, you know, poked something or stung in a way, and carry some of those questions with you. Others, you can just let them go, let them be, maybe review them in the future. Today's morning question was inspired by my friend and flow expert, Stephen Cutler. Stephen Cutler is a multiple-time New York Times bestselling author, and his latest book, The Art of Impossible, poses this question. And I'll put a link to his book in the show notes. But this question is, what makes you curious? What makes you curious, or what are you curious about? And I've been doing this exercise with Stephen for a couple of years now. And honestly, I do it probably every quarter in my journal. I'll realize, it's time for the curiosity exercise. And so this is what I offer you today. Curiosity exercise is simple. It's a way to get underneath your daily patterns, your daily thinking patterns, your daily movement patterns, eating patterns, all that daily habitual stuff that we do that kind of puts us into drone mode. And understanding what you're curious about can help you get underneath. And it could also give you a little bit of direction as to how to spend those extra 10 minutes you give yourself in the morning or evening before you go to sleep, is to dive into some of the things that you are most curious about. So here it goes. It's super simple. Get out a piece of paper, get out a journal, and write down 1 through 25. And then set just some time aside. Maybe it's 10 minutes, maybe it's a half an hour. And start to write down the things that make you curious. And here's the trick. They do not have to be related to anything you do for work. They don't have to be related to anything you've ever thought about in the past. But to sit down and think, what are the questions I'm pondering? Where would I like to spend some time in a book, in a documentary, or if I had the option to sit in front of somebody for dinner, like who would those people be? You know, what are those questions that I'm wondering about, and write them down. And then just sit with them and look at them. And there are second steps to this exercise and third steps, but for today, for this inquiry, just write down 25 things that you are most curious about. And I encourage you not to filter. Don't filter and think, oh, well, these are the things I should be curious about. Nope, no way. Just allow your pen to roam and to put down what's coming out from deep underneath the shoulds, the have-dos. And so some of the things that I've written down recently, because I did this about 2 weeks ago, I'm really interested in how drumming affects the nervous system and what research is out there, because I love drums, just deep rhythm, boom, boom, boom. And I often will listen to it while I'm working because it helps me focus and it brings me into flow. So I'm curious about the correlation between drumming and the nervous system. Another one for me is time. Oh, I have such a deep curiosity about time, our experience with time, our relationship with time, how time moves sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly. And then third is how food is mood, how different foods affect our mood and the gut-brain connection and so much of the work that I'm doing now in mental fitness. Those are just three, and some of them are related to work, some of them are not. You know, I've often also written down UFOs, right? UFOs, channeling, like far out things that I just want to learn more about. So what are you curious about? What makes you curious? Do the exercise. I promise you that it's going to unlock a couple of things in you. And then what Stephen often recommends is to give yourself 10, 15 minutes a day to investigate, to let your fingers do the walking, to Google, to jump on YouTube, to do whatever you do best to quench your thirst. 15 minutes a day to drop into something you're curious about. So I can't wait to hear what you come up with. Please share. Reach out to me. Drop me an email. Drop me a DM on Instagram. I'm on there all the time, or on LinkedIn. And I look forward to hearing the things that you found out. This keeps us bright. It keeps us sparked. It keeps us alive and energetic and enthusiastic. And it gives us stuff to talk to other people about. It's a great question to ask your kids, your partner, your coworkers, your friends. What makes you curious? Or what are you curious about? I hope that these morning questions are as fruitful for you as they have been for me. I really adore asking myself questions, and I'd love to hear how they're working out for you. Please don't forget to check out the show notes. I put tons of stuff in there, lots of links to what I'm doing, my protocols, my mental fitness protocols. You can grab that free protocol there in the links as well. And if there's any questions that you ask yourself that you'd like to hear me talk about, hey, I am up for anything. Let me know your inquiries. Until next time, be well. Thank you for listening.